USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal judge has said New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Attorney General Letitia James, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio exceeded their executive limits by limiting worship services and condoning mass protest as the state continues to reopen from coronavirus restrictions. U.S. District Judge Gary L. Sharp issued a preliminary injunction on behalf of two Catholic priests and a trio of Orthodox Jewish congregants. They filed the suit in the Northern District of New York after mass protests and looting occurred in the Big Apple following George Floyd's police-related death. De Blasio had, quote, simultaneous pro-protest and anti-religious gathering messages, end of quote, when he actively encouraged participation in the protest and openly discouraged religious gatherings and threatened religious worshipers, according to Sharp in the federal order. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The House approved a measure to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state, marking the first time a D.C. statehood proposal has passed either chamber of commerce. The legislation passed 232 to 180 with only one Democrat joining Republicans to vote against it. The legislation, titled H.R. 51, would create the State of Washington Douglas Commonwealth, named after Frederick Douglass. President Donald Trump has criticized the idea of D.C. statehood, and the White House has threatened to veto any legislation. Former Vice President Joe Biden said if he became president, he would make masks mandatory.
I would do everything in my possible to make it required that people had to wear masks in public.
The Centers for Disease Control recommends wearing masks in public areas where social distancing is hard to maintain. Biden is seeking to distance himself from President Trump, who has rarely been seen wearing a mask. However, Biden did say that he would not wear a mask if being inaugurated, noting that he could be distanced from people while taking the oath of office. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The pandemic has hit many industries hard, but USA's Chris Barnes reports on one sector that's been seeing things go swimmingly for the past few months.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Like the bicycle industry reported earlier this year, businesses that build pools and hot tubs and spas have been seeing a recent renaissance, mainly due to American families spending so much more time at home. Industry groups say demand for both below and above ground models and pool equipment and services started to grow quickly in April after widespread restrictions took effect. Nationwide pool dealers have been swamped with new business, pools selling out at a lot of retailers. Metro Pools in Kinnelon, New Jersey says it fielded 1,000 pricing requests over the spring compared to an average of 30 pools it would build over an entire season. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The NBA and the Players Association said 16 players tested positive for the coronavirus in the first wave of mandatory tests done in preparation for the restart of the season. Those 16 players were part of a pool of 302 tested. That's a rate of 5.3% of positive tests league-wide. Any player who tested positive will remain in self-isolation until he satisfies public health protocols for discontinuing isolation and has been cleared by a physician. The NBA season is scheduled to resume July 30th with 22 teams participating in Orlando. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.